Great morning, beautiful morning. It is. God is so good. I tell you, this is Manager Denise Brown, and I want to welcome all of you to our Inspirational Monday call this morning. It is so good to be alive. And as Dr. PK said this morning, don't take things for granted. Share with others and give. Appreciate what you have. And always seek to please God and ask him what it is that he wants you to do, and he will tell you. Our God is amazing. And I'm just so happy to be alive this morning. I tell you, I can just shout right now. God is so good. Again, welcome to all of my Artist Life family and all of our guests this morning. We're going to get started. And I'm going to start off by reading to you, I Declare, 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life by Joel Osteen. And believe it or not, we are on day one of March 1st, 2021 already, guys. When I say my name, I want you to say yours. I, Denise Brown, declare God's incredible blessings over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden, widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way. This is my declaration. Amen, amen. I receive that. That is so beautiful. Now let's talk about our product of the day this morning, and that is our MultiPlus. And the benefits of our MultiPlus, first of all, it contains 11 vitamins, 8 minerals, and 11 herbal extracts. It has Shisandra, which eliminates toxins. Now these are the MultiPlus plant extracts that it has in it. It has Siberian ginseng, which diminishes stress. It gives you energy. It helps with your circulation, and it stabilizes hormones. It has Gota Kola, which helps with circulation and increases vitality. It has Guarana, which diminishes physical and intellectual tiredness. It has Kelp and Spirulina, which helps with the weight loss. It has Chlorella, which is great for your digestive system. It has Suma, which reinforces the immune system. It has Echinacea in it, which helps with the respiratory system. It has Chamomile, which is great for anti-inflammatory. And it has Kola Nut, which also gives you energy. Now, the benefits, more benefits are, it's a multivitamin of mineralized action. It has absorption of almost 100% in less than 8 minutes. That's amazing. It may help with conditions like arthritis and arthrosis. It's very useful in acne treatment. It may help with allergies. And it may help with the respiratory conditions such as asthma and pneumonia. Now, you want to mix 2 tablespoonfuls in a glass of water, or you can add it with juice, and you want to take it 2 to 3 times a day. Now, not only do we have the MultiPlus in liquid form, but we also have MultiPlus capsules, and it has so many supplements in it. It has vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, E, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12. It has folic acid in it, potassium, calcium, chromium, magnesium, selenium, zinc, turmeric, which is awesome. It has resveratrol. It has maca root. It has so many supplements that helps the body. And that's just in our MultiPlus capsules. It's amazing. It's amazing what our products will do for the body if you just take them both of our MultiPlus liquid and the MultiPlus vitamins are amazing products. You definitely want to purchase those if you haven't done so already. Now, let's move on to our disclaimer. I have to read this to you. These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But what we can tell you, as our very own Minister Brenda Terrell would say, we have the best product this side of heaven, and you better know it. All righty now. Let's switch gears here. I am going to bring on an absolutely amazing woman. She is our host for today. She's a pleasure to be around, and I'm honored to introduce her because she's such an amazing woman of God. She's a superstar as far as I'm concerned when it comes to encouraging and just helping others and pushing us and to do things that we're not very comfortable in doing. But that's because she wants us to grow. She's an amazing coach. She's an awesome trainer, a teacher. She's an instructor, an entrepreneur. She's a counselor, just everything to us. And we love and appreciate her so much. She's a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a friend, and she's beautiful on the inside as well as on the outside. We love her dearly, and I'm going to bring her on the line right now because I can go on and on and on about this woman. Executive President Candida Mosley, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Manager Denise Brown?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, and Artist Life family and guests have an absolutely exquisite day today. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are an amazing greeter. All that you do with the spirit of excellence. We love and appreciate you. We look forward to hearing from you on Monday mornings, and definitely, I know, on Tuesday morning. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for the Artist Life family. You and your family are working together, making it happen, and you do it with joy. That's one thing that I love about you, Manager Denise Brown. Everything that you do it in joy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless the Artist Life family. It is an honor to be the host on this morning. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, we want to keep her in our prayers and her family. She is an amazing woman of God, and she has been there for us day in and day out, and we're going to be there for her day in and day out, 100%, and she will return soon and be able to pour into us with the same spirit that she has always had. It's still there. It will continue to carry on, and we're going to continue to learn as much as possible from Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I believe someone shared last week, every year she shares information about someone that she has selected, you know, for Black History Month. And so, you know, there are certain things that leaders bring that we miss. And that was one of the things that we missed. We miss her voice and all, but she will be back soon. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. She wants to thank everyone again for their prayers, for their gifts, for their kindness, for their posts. She's just overwhelmed with all of the love and support that she has received from the Artist Life family. But she is truly a genuine soldier for the Lord, and all of us want, you know, we want to support her, and we will continue to support her, continue to pray for her, and it won't be long. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon will be back with us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. On this morning, we have an awesome speaker that will share with us what God has given him to share with us on this morning. Pastor Everett Thomas, baptized, born again believer, ordained minister for over 28 years. Pastor Everett Thomas has served as the first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph D. Barlow, Jr. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Ecorse, Michigan. Pastor Everett is a certified biblical counselor and his experience in the ministry of preaching and teaching. He officiates Sunday worship service for the tenants at the Across the Park apartment complex in Detroit, Michigan, where he provides an opportunity to worship with God and grow spiritually. His belief is that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Reverend Thomas currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. He resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl, and they have been married for over 25 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. At this time, I would like to present to each and every one of you, Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yep. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Take it away, sir. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Executive President Candida Moser. Thank you for such a warm introduction. We want to honor and give thanks to Manager Denise Brown for opening our ministry for this morning motivational call and all the leadership of this call. Thank you. To Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon for her longevity with this call, and we definitely continue to pray for her and her family. Well, to God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is yet doing in our lives. I thank God for the opportunity to share with you this morning. It's just something in my spirit lately about praise and worship, how important it is to be in that frame of mindset. Amen, to give God the glory and to give God the praise. And scripture I want to start off with this morning is coming from the 13th chapter of Hebrews, 15th verse, reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "Through him, therefore, let us at all times, offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name." Let me read it again. "Through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name." Well, amen. I try to sing every now and then, but every now and then I am fully aware of the fact that my voice is not the greatest. And I asked Brenda Henry Terrell to help me out a little bit. Amen. All the way from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I asked if she would help me with this song, A Sacrifice of Praise. Minister Brenda, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Pastor Everett?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for helping me out with this message. Amen. We have to realize sometimes we're just not feeling it. Amen. And we know God is greatly to be praised. In fact, the A part of Psalm number 96, verse 4 says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised." Well, we're going to talk about the importance of praise and worship. The importance of praise and worship. Amen. Amen. Brother L. Denson have written a lot about this. I'm going to share some things that he wrote down. Of course, I'm going to give some input from my own study as well. But he says Psalms was the national hymnbook of Israel. It contains 150 poems or psalms to be set to music, and worship is a central theme of all of them. The Psalms magnify the Lord, exalt his attributes, praise his name, his word, and his goodness. If we want to learn how to praise and worship our Father, then let Psalms be our textbook. The Hebrew title of the Book of Psalms is Praise, or the Book of Praises. If we hold our Bible in our hands and turn to the middle of it, we will be in the Book of Psalms. Likewise, praise of God should be at the center of our lives. Well, the purpose of praise and worship is God delights in praise because he knows it is a special way that we can relate to him and draw closer to him. According to C.S. Lewis said that just as a car is made to run on gas, God made us to run on himself. God is powerful, sovereign, and holy, and we receive all that we are and have from him. Apart from God, we have no energy, no power, and no fulfillment in life. Praise releases that energy and power in our lives, and God wants us to praise and worship him, not because he needs it, but because we need it. Praise is a gift to us from God that helps us function more effectively, and praise can change our attitudes. Got that? Praise can change our attitude. You could be feeling down in the dumps and concerned about what's happening around us, the pandemic, and you can name it, whatever is going on in your life, but just allow the Lord to put a song in your belly, amen, a song in your heart, amen, and watch what happens. It will change your attitude. I'm reminded of Psalm number 149. It says, "Praise the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praise in the meeting of his people. Let the Israelites be happy because of God, their maker. Let the people of Jerusalem rejoice because of their king. They should praise him with dancing. They should praise him with tambourines and harps. The Lord is pleased with his people. He saves those who are not proud. Let those who worship him rejoice in his glory. Let them sing for joy, even in bed. Let them shout his praise with their two-edged swords in their hands. They will punish the nations. They will defeat the people. They will put those kings in chains and those important men in iron bands. They will punish them as God has written. God is honored by all who worship him. Praise the Lord. That's from the New Century Version of the Bible. Well, you heard I just mentioned the purpose of praise and worship. Now let's look at the power of praise and worship. Praise expresses and strengthens our faith. True praise is not an attempt to manipulate God into producing the results we desire. Rather, true praise expresses acceptance of what God has brought into our lives. Praise helps us accept the situation, whether it changes or not. Praise also makes us aware that difficult circumstances are God's blessings in disguise. When we trust God completely, he is free to work and bring victory to every situation. The victory may come in the form of having our circumstances change, or the circumstances may remain the same while the change comes in us. Either way, our faith is strengthened. Every time we are reminded how much larger God is than our problem, we will be able to trust him more when the next test of faith comes along. In other words, we have to sometimes shift our focus. Instead of focusing on what we don't have, let's change that and focus on who we have in God. With God, all things are possible. So it's not how big our problem is, it's how big our God is. God's presence is always in us, like electricity in a lamp, but praise is the switch that turns on the power, making us more aware of his presence in our lives. When we focus our attention on God through praise, we acknowledge him as our power source, and we begin to see our problems in the light of his great power. Praise invites the Holy Spirit to make us confident that God is in control. Wow, wow. Then we look at the purifying of praise and worship, the purifying of praise and worship. As fire brings the impurities in gold to the surface so they can be skimmed off, when the heat is turned up in our lives, the impurities come to the surface as well. If we resist the purification process, however, those impurities settle back into our lives. God wants us to be free, so he allows us to go through the refining fires that will cause impurities in our lives to rise to the surface. As these impurities are dealt with, the hurtful things that bind us are burned away. When we respond to the fire with praise and worship, we will experience a new purification and freedom. Wow. Amen. So we have to learn to acknowledge the fact that sometimes we need a purifying process. Amen. Amen. And that only God can bring. So we look at the purpose of praise and worship, the power of praise and worship, the purifying of praise and worship. Now, let's look at the peace of praise and worship. When we give God our praise and worship, we are offering ourselves to him completely, bowing before him, yielding to him fully. Often our praise will be joyful and enthusiastic, but not always. It is important to understand that God's enjoyment of our praise is not based on how we are feeling. We will bring a special kind of joy to the Lord when we praise him, even if we are depressed or exhausted. Praise causes us to enter the influence of his perspective. And when that happens, the hurt, fear, frustration, or resentment we are feeling can be replaced with a peace that we never dreamed possible. The Bible does not command us to feel thankful, but to be thankful. To give thanks when we do not feel like it is not hypocrisy, but it is a matter of being obedient. This does not mean that we should deny our negative thoughts and feelings. The psalmists were always honest about their feelings and told God about them, but they always combined the pouring out of their feelings with sincere praise. When, with an act of our will, we choose to keep praising in spite of our pain or confusion, God brings peace, freedom, and joy. When we praise and worship God, we give him something that nothing else in creation can give, which is love and adoration. Psalm 22, verse 3 says that God is holy, that he is enthroned in the praises of Israel. Psalm 84, verses 1, 2, and 4 expresses the joy of worship. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. We were created to be worshipers of God. He made us for himself, and he wants to have an intimate relationship with us that will last throughout eternity. Praise and worship bring to our lives purpose, power, unity, and peace. Praise and worship will bless our Father and make him glad. Well, how do you feel about it? Are you, amen, in a position to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory even when you don't feel like it? Are you, amen, are you turning away from your feelings but realizing that there's something more powerful than what I'm going through? God is all-powerful. God is able to lift up bowed-down heads. He's able to be a, amen, a mind regulator, a heart fixer. He's able to pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on solid ground. God is able, amen, to change some situations in our life and also to change us, amen, in a way that we're able to put up, amen, with some of the circumstances, even some people in our lives. So I want to encourage us today to put a smile on your face, even if you have to make yourself smile. Amen. It's just something about the joy of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, and I believe it's in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm reminded of some words that I got from the Gospel according to James. Amen. Yeah, I said the Gospel according to James. James. We have to remember James. He was one of the greatest entertainers of the world. He said, I feel good. Amen. Like I knew I would. Yes, that's what he said. Amen. He said, I feel nice, like sugar and spice. Amen. He said, I feel good. Why? Because I got you. I mean, he's talking about his friend, his lady friend, his wife, whoever. But not only but looking at the word you, he said, I feel good because I got you, God, in my life. I got you, God, on my journey. Amen. I got you in my life. And with you, all things are possible. So I feel good, even though I don't really, amen, feel as good as I want to feel, but I feel good because of who you are, God, in my life. Amen. You put a new song in my heart. Yes. You put dancing in my feet, clapping in my hands. Just something about being in the presence of the Most High God. It's something, amen, that causes you to say, joy bells is ringing in my soul. Amen. It causes you to say, amen, no matter what's going through, amen, in my life, I still have joy. Amen. No matter what's going on, joy bells just keep on ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. And just learn to just praise him in the midst, amen, in the midst of what you're going through. Praise him, amen, when the sun's up. Praise him when the sun's going down. Praise him when it's raining and it's snowing. Come on, somebody. Praise him in spite of what we're going through. And watch what happens. Watch the atmosphere change. Watch your attitude change. Watch, amen, something just happen on the inside that people are going to look at you and say, what in the world is going on, amen, in your life? It's because I spent time with the Father. Amen. I just meditated on his word. I basked in his presence. I remember the time when I was working at Coca-Cola, and I had some quiet time before I had to go to my job. And I just bask in his presence. Oh, man, there's something about the joy of the Lord, and, amen, in his presence. It's just something, amen, it's the real high. I know some people try to get high with drugs, alcohol, what have you, but it's nothing like the Most High God in your life. So I was just in his presence so much, so I said, oh, my God, it's time to get to work. I don't want to be late. So I was in the midst of such a spiritual high. I got to work and say, hey, how's everybody doing? Amen. I did not realize that the presence of God was all on me. I didn't know it. Amen. I got to work and just greeted everybody, and people said, man, hey, come, what you didn't have? I said, what you mean? I know you're high on something, man. What's going on? What you didn't have? And I didn't have nothing. But it dawned on me, I had some good time. Amen. I spent some good time with the Lord before I got here. But they didn't understand, amen, that the joy that you can receive in his presence. Amen. They couldn't understand. They just kept on saying, man, I know you have something. I know you've been drinking, you've been smoking something. You've been doing something. Yes, I have been doing something. I've been in the presence of the Most High God. And I want to encourage you, spend some time with the Lord. Watch what happens. God has a way of turning something around. You may be feeling depressed, down and out, but just get in his presence and watch, amen, something happen. When you learn to sing praises unto God, amen, and worship him in spirit and in truth, he has a way of doing something, amen, awesome in your life. God bless your heart. Thank you for this time. Back to you, amen, Executive President Candida Mosley.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Thomas. Thank you so much for that amazing presentation, amazing sermon. For God is great, and greatly he should be praised. Praise God no matter what the situation. Give God thanks. God brings peace, unity, and joy. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Want to open up the lines now. There may be others that would like to share something positive with Pastor Thomas. He poured into us this morning, and at the close of the call, if possible, Pastor, if you would give us a closing prayer after our brief announcement. You may start 6 and press 1 at this time. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that beautiful song. Thank you. Anyone may unmute at this time, *6 and 1. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and move forward. We have an amazing young lady who resides in Florida, and she will bring us our announcements on this morning. That's none other than Manager Genevieve Giles Banks. Are you there?
Good morning, Executive
good
President.
Good morning.
Can you
hear
me?
Good morning, good morning. Yes. Take it away. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank you again, Executive President, for all that you do. You are a trainer. You're an educator. We want to thank you for all that you do. We want to thank Manager Denise Brown for opening us up this morning, giving us that powerful declaration, as well as the double product of the day, the Multiplus liquid and caplet. And to Minister Brenda Terrell for giving us a voice this morning. She was able to give us part of the song honoring Pastor Everett Thomas. And to you, Pastor Everett Thomas, thank you, a man of God, for continuing to come forth and give us a powerful message, the importance of praise and worship. We are going through some trying times, and the biggest of it is health crisis. So we need to really get back into praising, honoring, and glorify God, the man that's going to put his hands on us and to help heal us. even though they got these various vaccines going around, and I think it might be a fourth phase of this invisible pandemic. Listen, people, we need the man above back in our life. So if you haven't, as my grandmother said, if you haven't went down on your knees today, you need to get down on those knees, because that's the man that's going to help us. So thank you. And now to our announcements. We're going to start with that master's call. It's at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, Monday to Friday. The founders of this call is our beloved Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, and we can't wait to have you back. Also, with Dr. Pastor P.K. Roberts. The call-in number is 712-432-0075. The replay number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957677#. You must use that same PIN for both the live and the replay call. You also have available to you a 24-hour web access to all the calls. Go to www.themasterscall.net. And that call leads us into our new morning motivational call. This morning was Inspirational Monday. It's at 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. And we want to thank Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, Executive President Candida Mosley, Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, who are continuing to make these calls possible. That replay number is 712-770-4009. The PIN is 294-617#. And for tonight, we're definitely having the Monday night corporate Zoom meeting of product, garment, testimony, and opportunity training with our co-founders, Mr. Alejandro Diaz de Leon and his wife, Ms. Elvia Diaz de Leon. That will be a Zoom call. If you don't have Zoom, please download it or check WhatsApp, and there should be a fast link to the call. It will be at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, that will be a Zoom call. And if it's I noticed on the flyer that it should be under Ms. Elvia for the Facebook Live for tonight for that Zoom call. For tomorrow will be Presidential Tuesday. The host is Executive President Candida Mosley with a co-host, and this will definitely be a business training platform call. So get your guests on that call, because we're going to get some great nuggets. If you are T-Mobile, Metro PC, a Boost Mobile phone service user, and you're having problems accessing the morning calls, there is a bridge number, 716-293-9707. Dial that number first and follow the prompt. Reminding you that for Thursday, we will have Testimonial Thursday. And if you have a garment or product testimony, you can reach out to Director Claudette Brown or Manager B. D. Lee or Director Deborah Smith. And Director Deborah Smith will be our host for this coming Thursday. Her number is 513-614-9801. If you have a garment or product testimony that you want to share, or you can share someone else's testimony, and no testimony is too small. So please share so we can keep that call going strong. And back to you, Executive President Candida Mosley. Those are announcements for today.
Thank you so much, Manager Genevieve Giles. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, at this time, I would like to ask for
Pastor Everett Thomas to return to give us our closing prayer. God bless everyone. Have an amazing Monday.
Everlasting God, our Father, you are the reason for our happiness. We realize that we have no reason to be sad when we are with you. We praise your holy name. Therefore, we choose to make a joyful noise unto you. Our souls shall be joyful in you. And we are filled with the comfort you have given unto us and choose to be exceedingly joyful even in times of tribulation. Help us, O God, to walk in your wisdom, because we know this will restore happiness to us. So restore unto us, O God, the joy of our salvation and uphold unto us your free spirit. We do now realize, O God, that happiness comes from trusting in you. Therefore, we choose, O God, to trust in you with all our hearts and without leaning on our own understanding. In all our ways, we will acknowledge you, and we will know you will direct our steps. Therefore, God, we give thanks for replacing our sadness with your joy, which is giving us your strength, and we will keep your law, and we will know this will bring great happiness and joy to us. Thank you, O God, that our happiness comes from knowing that you, the God of Jacob, you are our help, and all our hope is in you. You made heaven, earth, the sea, and all that there is. So we give thanks, O God, that you will reign forever unto all generations. We praise you, our Father, in Jesus' name. We ask your blessings upon each individual that's on this call. Bless each family member that's represented, O God. Keep us in the hollow of your care. Continue, O God, to order our steps according to your will, your way, and your word. Continue to bless us with blessings that only you can give us, O God. And we be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Be blessed.